breaking news into little pieces. Weekly Humorist Radio News.
This is the Weekly Humorist Radio News Roundup. I'm Hugh Bailey reporting with Susan Swan. Weather and traffic on the twos with Tom Tailpipe. Get Lively is at the editor's desk. Our top story is Trump's travel ban being upheld by the Supreme Court, who, following this decision, should probably consider changing their name. May we suggest the Supremely Horrible Court, or perhaps the Injustice League?
Or maybe they can call themselves the F***.
Now come on, Susan, most of these judges are religious types. They wouldn't feel comfortable saying things like that. Denying basic human rights is no problem, but swearing is a big no-no.
We're also still covering President Trump's Space Force plan, which apparently involves colonizing the vast universe. If the president and his cronies will need to leave the planet in order to tour these areas of possible expansion, then I'm all for this plan.
You know, Susan, as a child, I would dream about one day living in the world occupied by my favorite movie of all time, Star Wars. And it's finally happening! Of course, I assumed it would be led by someone more akin to Luke Skywalker than Darth Vader, but that's the innocence of childhood for you. And beggars can't be choosers.
I have no idea what you're talking about, Hugh, and it really doesn't surprise me that your favorite movie is Star Wars. But speaking of beggars, let's now check in with our traffic and weather reporter, par excellence, Tom Tailpipe.
Hey guys, how's it going? I'm reporting to you live from beneath the I-30 overpass near the North 35 Junction, and I can tell you traffic is crazily busy right now. It makes it very loud and difficult to get any sleep, even if you've taken four of those pink pills that Earl was handing out earlier by the trash can fire. But, you know, I'm pretty much out of options here. I'm having trouble hanging on to a second job, and now my mom is kicking me out of the basement. But at any rate, in addition to the traffic, I've got a front row seat for the weather being outside and all. Very crazy stuff as of right now. Flashes of bright colors and sounds, and the ground beneath my feet has turned into live snakes. This may be due to those aforementioned pink pills, but for now I'm going to chalk it up to a low pressure system arriving on top of a localized warm front. Back to you guys in the studio.
Thanks, Tom. In entertainment news, a distraught Roseanne Barr has been quoted as saying that she's lost everything. Sadly, that doesn't include her internet service. So we're going to have to keep hearing this type of ridiculous news for the time being.
My money is on her joining a militia soon, and they tend to have pretty crummy internet service.
And on a lighter note, my wife just texted me to let me know our cat Mrs. Buttersworth had her litter of kittens earlier today. The kittens are getting round-the-clock baths, which has resulted in quite large hairballs.
That's exciting.
Not to worry, though. They kept the large wad of moist, phlegmy hair and will be using it as a hairpiece for our son's Donald Trump costume this Halloween.
Better start fattening him up now, though. And speaking of overweight loudmouths, let's check in with Skip Dervish and his reliable movie reviews.
Thanks, Susan. This week, I visited the cinema to see Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. I loved every moment. The theater was cool and dark. And even though the sound of screaming dinosaurs in IMAX was deafening, and several idiot teenagers wouldn't get off their phones, I was able to get a really decent nap. As you guys know, since my teenage daughter has turned my apartment into a makeshift biker bar and tattoo parlor with the assistance of her mother and her mother's boyfriend, Dirk, I haven't had a chance for sleep or a chance to exist in one place without having empty bottles and garbage thrown at my head. But this week, Jurassic Park Fallen Kingdom was really a true godsend. A little loud, as I mentioned, but at 2.5 hours, the chance for a good deep sleep is really at your disposal. Check in with me again next week when I'll be hiding from my ex-wife's psychotic boyfriend in the theater showing Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Thanks, Skip. I have to say, as always, you make the movies really come alive. Now, Susan, to close things out, let's end with a high note with a calm and soothing human interest story.
Sounds great, Hugh. How about this one? More and more over recent years, deer in the wild have become genuine pests, due in most part to their propensity to spread Lyme disease and other sicknesses. Finding a solution to this growing problem has been a true dilemma.
True indeed, Susan. Thankfully, local wildlife conservation societies have begun to take the situation in hand and are now training deer to attack anyone wearing a Rebel Flag t-shirt. Early results have been extremely promising, and the hope now is that both problems will simply take care of themselves.
That's fantastic, Hugh. Two birds, one stone.
Today's news is brought to you by Swill, a liquor store in your pocket, plus free delivery. Go to getswill.com and use code DRINK5 for $5 off your first order.
Breaking news into little pieces. Weekly Humorous Radio News.